I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Despite President Trump's announcement this weekend that he'd delay large-scale raids nationwide, immigration advocates say detentions in Connecticut of undocumented residents by Immigration and Customs Enforcement are ongoing. Eric Sarmiento and Megan Fountain work with Unidad Latina en Acción, or ULA. Herb Brockman is Rabbi Emeritus at Congregation Mishkan Israel in Hamden and a founder of the New Sanctuary Movement Connecticut. We met Friday at a church in New Haven that's currently providing sanctuary for a person facing a deportation order. Fountain translated, as Sarmiento said, unauthorized immigrants should understand their rights.
ICE
is active in Connecticut already, looking for people who didn't leave the country when they received an order of deportation, going to Connecticut courthouses to pursue people who have criminal charges and are deportable because of a criminal conviction. ICE is already going to homes looking for people who have outstanding deportation orders. And so we're in the neighborhood knocking on doors, telling people what to do to protect themselves. People are putting posters on their doors that says, remember, don't open the door. If ICE comes to your door, you have rights. You don't need to open the door. You can remain silent.
What is the role that houses of worships across the state may play?
Well, we hope it's an effective one. For us, it's both a moral issue, but also because of that 2011 Memorandum of Understanding signed by an earlier head of ICE, that houses of worship were considered sensitive locations and that they believed that they would not enter it except under extraordinary conditions. When the present administration was inaugurated, the group of us, a group of clergy, met with ICE officers. We were assured that they would continue to follow that memorandum. And therefore, out of that grew the New Sanctuary Movement Connecticut. We could then go around and try and recruit congregations, churches, synagogues to open themselves up and allow themselves to become sanctuary.
And about how many houses of worship in the state are part of the sanctuary group?
So we have 11 congregations that have signed up already to do that. But after the announcement last week, we had a number of other congregations that said they would also be willing to serve for people who needed a place of sanctuary.
At ULA, we've been organizing since ICE conducted raids in New Haven in 2007. They detained almost 30 people. But the community organized. The victims of the raids fought their deportations. Only one out of 30 people was actually deported. And then they sued ICE for violating their civil rights, for racial profiling, for arresting people without any orders of arrest. And at that time, the victims of the New Haven ICE raids won the biggest settlement against ICE to date. So we're building a statewide network in case there are ICE detentions. ULA has a hotline that's available 24 hours. If we verify that something's happening, we have networks in every part of the state who are ready to respond. And this includes community people. This includes clergy. And this includes lawyers.
I did want to say one thing about something that had come up, and that is the religious community sees itself as partners with the immigration justice groups, as well as the legal clinic down at Yale, for example. This is a whole community effort to say, not in our name.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep, gracias a todos.